Now we've got a big showbiz introduction because in the studio we've got Hilary Sweeney. You're right, you're laughing there, Hilary.
I am, yes, big showbiz.
Did you like that? That's my
lovely. Yes, it's the jazz hands.
The jazz hands, that's it. Now, as I was mentioning earlier, I know Hilary through her fantastic daughter, Emma, who used to do the breakfast show here. She exhausted herself out. I don't know how she managed to get up and do 7 till 10. Then she used to go off and do the news at LBC, do all the travel news and stuff
she
like
did,
that.
Yes,
and I'd be driving home, I'd be thinking, who's that? Is that Emma on the radio doing the news?
She was on all day.
She was on all day. And she also, I went to see one of her plays, the comedy that she wrote with her friend
Rosier,
which was at the Brentwood Theatre as well. Very talented lady. And if you do get a chance to check her out, she's a fantastic actress. She writes as well, produces, sings, and that is Emma Sweeney. But we're here today to talk about Hilary.
Yes.
And it's nice to see you because I've not seen you for quite a while.
No.
And you've come in to talk about Bowen therapy. Why did you decide to get involved in this therapy?
It's a sort of a roundabout story. I've got two greyhounds. They're retired racers from the RGOA.
Yep.
It's the rehoming centre from Romford Track. And one of them has a limp. She was injured in training, and I've been looking at ways that this limp could be treated to help her.
Mm.
And the other greyhound, because she raced, she's got stress injuries down her side, just muscle. It's muscle strain. And read an article written by Penny Clayton, who's actually one of my tutors now, and she was talking about canine bound therapy, and I thought, that sounds like a really good idea. I'll see what that's involved. Got in touch with Maddie Freeman, and she said, well, you've got to do the human course first. You've got to study the body before you can move on to dogs.
Yep.
So that then got me into the human side of it, the people side, and I've been doing that now since March, and I started the canine therapy in September. Bit mad, doing both at once, but I'm finding the whole therapy absolutely fascinating. It's a hands-on therapy, and because it's holistic, we look at the whole body.
Mm.
And the only things I use, unless it's the hamstrings, when I use my elbow, my thumb and four fingers.
Yeah.
That's not four fingers, it's the ones next to your thumb.
Yeah.
And it's a gentle rolling movement over the connective tissue of the body. That's the best way of describing it. We have connections from the top of our head down to our feet.
Mm.
If you've had reflexology, you know that by treating the feet, it can treat the rest of the body.
Yeah.
And this is a similar thing. It was founded by an Australian called Tom Bowen. This amazing ability to read people's bodies. He wasn't an airy-fairy man. He was a beer drinker. He was Australian. He was a hard-working man. But he just looked at bodies and realised that people were suffering pains in areas of their body, and the treatment wasn't going to the right place.
Mm.
You can sometimes get referred pain.
Yeah.
I had a stiff neck the other day, and the pain was actually in my shoulder.
Yeah.
So you get this. And this treatment gives the body the ability to heal itself.
Yeah.
The best way of describing that is if we have a bruise or a cut, unless it's a serious injury, we don't have to have any treatment. You might stick a plaster on it, but that's it. The body will deal with it. It will heal it. It will repair the skin, repair the cells underneath. And this is what Bowen does. It triggers certain parts of the body to send messages down the nervous system to work out where pain is, where stress is, and to treat it.
Mm.
Now, I must admit, when I started, I was thinking, oh, yes, I've been sold this incredible thing that, you know, it's all airy-fairy. But it isn't. And having treated people and watched how it's affected them is amazing. We have our group has a closed Facebook page. And I have to say, every now and again, you'll get somebody coming, I can't believe it today. Amazing treatment. I treated somebody who's had this problem for years, and they're showing signs of improvement.
Mm.
And it's a very gentle movement. It's a very gentle therapy. And it has breaks in it. So you'll treat somebody maybe for a minute, 2 minutes, and then you walk away from them.
Mm.
You do tell them beforehand you're going to do this.
Yeah.
And sometimes, if you can, you leave the room. And this allows the body to say, what happened then? Somebody's just tweaked something.
Yeah.
What's happening? And it's these breaks that allow the body to start the healing process.
Mm.
my idea is that we lead such stressful lives that we don't get an opportunity to switch off.
Yeah.
If you're working, when you get home, you might rush a meal, you then sit down, you either put the television on where you watch the news, you get stressed by the news, you put your laptops on, your PCs, you do more work, you answer phone messages, you do all of that. We don't stop. We don't allow our bodies to go and relax.
Yeah.
And this therapy, in the 3/4 of an hour it takes to treat somebody, the body stops. And I find on the second treatment, people will fall asleep mid-treatment.
Yeah.
Even if they don't go to sleep, you can hear their breathing change. It's relaxation. I'm working with somebody who has a very stressful job. Life is very stressful at the moment. And he went for 5 weeks without a treatment and said that his sleeping patterns had gone back to being not good.
Yeah.
So now he's having a treatment every 4 weeks, and it just ensures he gets a really good night's sleep that allows him then to work better the next day, because he's feeling more positive about himself. His body has relaxed and recharged, and we don't give ourselves time to do that.
Do you have to be dressed? I mean, you were saying you were treating a lady who's got a bad back. She was 92 and she was sat down. Can you can you stay? You don't have to lay on tables or take all your clothes. And how does it work?
If somebody is happy to lie on the couch and to at least remove a T-shirt or a shirt, it gives me an opportunity to look at the skin condition.
Yeah.
Because what I'm working with is what's called the skin slack, and that's the flexibility that we have in the skin. The more liquids we consume, the more water we consume, the better the skin slack is.
Yeah.
And I can tell from the very first move how much water somebody's been consuming, because of the flexibility. It gives me an opportunity to see then whether the body reacts to the treatment, because sometimes you will get an immediate heat reaction. I've had somebody where I will always start by placing my hands on the lower back, which is where my starting moves are, and her back heated up immediately. So it gives me that opportunity to sense what's going on, to actually see any changes that occur while I'm treating them. But you don't have to be. I've treated people sitting in on a dining room chair, fully clothed.
Yeah.
And it works that way as well. The very first person I treated like that, I wasn't sure it was going to work because, I said, it was new to me. I couldn't quite get to areas that I could reach with somebody lying on a couch. But it did. And the fact that she got up and wiggled her hips and said, the pain's not there, was, for me, surprising, but amazing.
So we're going to move on to canines in a second. So if people are thinking, I like the sound of this, what can it be for? Just tell us all the different things that this can treat.
It can treat. I won't treat specific things because I'm not a doctor and I won't diagnose.
Yeah.
But it can help with, as I said, stress, which has an immediate impact on our digestive system, our hearts, our sleeping patterns. So there's that. It can help with treating headaches, which again can be stress-related.
Yeah.
It can help with lower back problems, or any back problems, shoulder problems. Frozen shoulders, it's been remarkable. I've not had a frozen shoulder to treat yet, but if you go onto the Bowen Technique page, it gives details of case histories. It can help with reducing the pains and aches for things like ME and fibromyalgia, which are serious issues for people. They're very debilitating. And if there's anything that can reduce those aches in your legs, the backs, the shoulders, the headaches, it's better for you, because as soon as you have a treatment, you relax. And again, it's releasing the stress from the body.
Now, we're going to move on to the little doggies. Little dogs.
Yes.
Big dogs and little dogs.
It's very much done with the dog's permission. You can't hold... If you hold on to a dog, it's resisting the treatment. And what you need is the body to accept it. So resistance won't help. I worked with a German Shepherd last week, who's very stressed. She's a gorgeous dog, but hasn't had a very good start in life. Wonderful owners who are treating her with kindness and compassion, but she's still very stressed. And when I arrived, she greeted me in a very enthusiastic way. So I had to calm her down and decided that the owner was having a therapy as well.
Yeah.
So I would treat the owner first, her first treatment, and the dog stayed in the same room. And initially the dog was watching every move I did. But by the time I'd been working for about 20 minutes, the dog's breathing pattern was the same as the owner's.
Yeah.
So although I wasn't touching the dog, it was benefiting, or she was benefiting, from the therapy.
Now, are you looking for a volunteer, well, I say volunteer dogs? That just
Yes, I'm looking for any dogs.
Yeah.
I've got some wonderful responses from greyhound owners. Before I can start with any dog, you have to have permission from your vet. I'm not allowed to touch a dog until that permission slip comes back.
Yeah.
So if anybody's interested, I will send them a letter to hand to their vet that's got details of the therapy and where they can get more information and the permission form.
Yeah.
Once that gets back to me, I can arrange appointments and we can start a treatment. But I'm looking for any breed of dog. Said I've got a lot of greyhounds. I've got two German Shepherds now. But they're quite big dogs.
Yeah.
I need to get used to little dogs as well because the muscle structure is so much smaller.
Yeah.
I'm also looking, and this is my assignment, for dogs that use wheels.
All right, yeah.
One of the German Shepherds has had spinal surgery and unfortunately has resulted in him now being in being paralysed. So he's using wheels.
Yeah.
Which causes extra stress on the forelegs and the chest and the neck region. So I'm looking at wheeled dogs and how using the wheels affects them and treating them with Bowen to see how that can just ease any stresses that they might have.
Yeah. People want to get in contact and they want to find out more. Where do they need to go to?
If you send me an email first and just give me the details as to the dog and yourself, because I can treat owners and dogs.
Yeah.
We do get pulled shoulders from walking dogs, especially if they're big ones. So the email address is all lowercase and it's h_a_Sweeney, Sweeney, at yahoo.co.uk.
Lovely. Well, it's been fascinating hearing about that. I'm going to get you to do a bit on my arm when you're sort of going. You'll be like, I didn't agree to stay here for 45 minutes.
Have you made an appointment?
Yes, you made an appointment. No, you haven't. It's been lovely. It's fascinating. Really fascinating. Thanks for coming in today. But thank you very much, Hilary. Give my love to Pierce and also to Emma. Tell her to come in. Not seen her for years.
Yes, we'll do. Lovely. Pop in for Christmas.
Yes, pop in for Christmas. You can have a mince pie. Right, 11:45. Here's Taylor Swift with Wildest Dreams.
Let's get out of this town.